Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and I'm John Yule, and Michael Coates is with me in the studio for the next 2 hours, and we will, of course, be presenting Swing Time, our usual mixture of jazz, swing, and blues, and, of course, the American popular song. And it seems a little bit cooler in Sheffield today until you come into this studio, and I wish I'd put my shorts on again. It's going to be a hot 2 hours, I think, for Michael and myself, but I hope you'll have a bit of faith in us and stick with us, and I hope very much we'll be able to present the programme for you over the next 2 hours here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We kicked off with Rhode Island-based and a regular visitor to Sheffield in saxophonist Gregor Barty, who on his album Road to Forever, recorded at the PBS studio in Westwood, Massachusetts, and released in 2016, he displays his own considerable composing abilities on every single track. Gregor Barty on alto then, Tim Ray on piano, John Lookwood on bass, Mark Walker on the drums. And the track we heard was Take the Crowell Train, which is a tribute to Greg's friend and fellow reed player, Ken Crowell. No less than three new releases from me this week in the next hour. And this is the first one. This is the new and live recording from Catherine Russell, which is imaginatively told, called Catherine Russell Live at Lincoln Center, which is a pretty self-explanatory title. As usual, Catherine has explorated the history of popular song on many of the selections. We are about to hear such an example, a composition from around 1930 by pianist Alex Hill, who was also an in-house arranger for the Irving Mills organization. This is called Roundabout Midnight.
Just take a look at Harlem after sundown, anytime you choose. You never find the people feeling run down, they've no time for blues. If you don't know just what to really do, just take a walk along the avenue. You hear the sounds are coming through around about midnight. They close the windows and they dim the lights to keep the doing from a stranger's sight. And everything is gonna be alright long about midnight. Pianos tingle and couples sway, chasing the pleasures they find. They don't care how they live by day, why not leave trouble behind? They don't pretend like a hoi polloi, they really mean it, it's a real McCoy. They turn to loose a thousand pounds of joy long about midnight. Yeah. They live by day, Why not leave trouble behind? That not pretending like the hoy boy. They really mean it, it's the real McCoy. They turned her loose, a 1,000 pounds of joy. Long about midnight. Yeah, long about midnight. Oh, long about midnight.
Long About Midnight, which is one of the tracks from the new Catherine Russell album, which was recorded over 2 years ago on March the 29th, 2024, at the Apollo Room at Jazz at Lincoln Center, New York City. And the band is as follows: Catherine's usual MD, Matt Ministeri on guitar, Ben Peterson on piano, Russell Hall on bass, Doma Branch on drums, John Eric Kelso on trumpet, and we also heard from John Aldred on trombone and Evan Artzen on the tenor. And they are all joined on some tracks by the tap dancer Mark Lopeman, written in the 1940s by pianist and band leader Roger Ramirez, who also wrote Loverman, I believe. Comes our next track then. This is Catherine Russell with the aforementioned lineup, minus the tap dancer, who we may feature in a forthcoming programme. But this is Catherine Russell, and I Just Refuse to Sing the Blues.
I just refuse to sing the blues. It's not for me. I ought to cry, but why should I? It's misery. If you don't want me, that's up to you. I'll just have to look around for somebody new. I just refuse to sing those blues. So goodbye. I just refuse. Sing those blues since we're apart. I'd lose my mind and lose my head and break my heart. Not much at grieving with some other chumps. Don't intend to let myself go down in the dumps. I just refuse to sing the blues. So thank you. you know it doesn't pay. You broke the spell, you might as well be on your way. I'm through with heartaches and sad affairs. There'll be no more crying, 'cause I'm all out of tears. I just refuse to sing those blues. So
nice work from John Aldred on trombone there. I Refuse to Sing the Blues by Catherine Russell, which her new album has just been released over here, and it's called Live at Jazz at Lincoln Center, and it's on Dot Time Records, and is strongly recommended by Yours Sincerely. Yours Sincerely is John Yule here on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and all the other outlets. On to another new release, and this is certainly the best piano trio recording of the year, in my estimation, and possibly the best CD release so far in 2026. Born in Los Angeles in 1957, this features Billy Childs, who, as I say, was born in 1957. His career has gone in a number of directions. He made his recording debut with the J.J. Johnson Quintet and was in Freddie Hubbard's group for 6 years. As a composer, he's influenced by Hindmouth, Ravel and Stravinsky, and in 2001, Billy formed a chamber jazz group of piano, bass, drums, acoustic guitar, harp and woodwind. This is his new album then. It's called Triumvirate. I won't spell it for you, but it's called Triumvirate. And this is one of Billy's own compositions. It's called Carefree. With Billy Childs on this brand new release, Billy on piano, of course, or Matt Penman on bass, and Ari Hoying on the drums. The recording was made at the Power Station Studios in Berkeley, New York City, and they were made on the 13th, 14th and 15th of May 2025. Four of the eight tracks are Billy's own compositions, which certainly stand up well against the four selections made from the writing of others. In this case, the others are represented by Thelonious Monk. This is Ask Me Now by the Billy Childs Trio.
Thank you.
Billy Childs. His brand new album is strongly recommended by yours sincerely, and it's called Triumvirate on the Mike Avenue Records label. And yours sincerely is John Yule here on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, where I'm about to go through the gig guide, which begins tomorrow night at the Lescar. And the attraction there is a band called A Hologram Maze, a Birmingham lineup with influences including contemporary jazz, hip hop, electronica, bebop, minimalism, and romantical classic music. The kitchen sink wasn't listed there, but I think it might well have been. I suspect something might be rather unpredictable at the Lescar tomorrow, but you might find it very interesting to hear. David Austin Gray on piano, synthesizers and electronics. Shivraj Singh on the double bass, and Nathan England-Jones on the drums. Thursday night this week, the 20th, there is a gig at the Old House at Chesterfield, presented by Chesterfield Jazz Club, and they'll be featuring the vocalist Zoe Gilby with an evening of her own compositions, written with her bass-playing husband Andy Champion. Zoe, for my money, one of the best singers around the UK at the moment. She comes, I think, from the northeast, if memory serves me correct, from when I last had a chat with her. Anyway, that's at the Chesterfield Jazz Club at the Old House on Thursday this week. Also on Thursday this week, the 20th, at Cabana's Hot Flamingo, Django Reinhardt-inspired hot swing on offer here. J.D. England and Antoine Gordon on the guitars. Charlie Fotheringill on clarinet and Kate Whitaker on the double bass. Free gigs this week at Leopold Square start on Friday at 6:30. Vocalist Kate Bosworth with pianist Ryan Taylor. Saturday at 2, Tessa Smith and her Applejacks, Leopold Square regulars with an eye for the dancers. And on Sunday at 2, Julia Waldron and the Orchestrators. They'll be playing classic songs from the worlds of folk, roots and America. Julia, again, a pretty familiar face on the Sheffield scene. On now to soprano and tenor player Azar Lawrence. His album Essentials was recorded at the No Sound Recording Studio in Pasadena, California on the 1st of September 2016. This is his own composition, Solar Winds. We have Benito Gonzalez on piano, Jeff Littleton on bass, Marvin Smitty Smith on drums, Munyongo Jackson on percussion, and the guitarist is Greg Porter. And as I said, the tenor player is Azar Lawrence. In her lifetime, singer Dakota Staton recorded her vocals in a wide variety of settings on this 1990 album. She sings with both the Many Album Big Band and with smaller groups. This is one of the latter offerings. Although written by Alex Kramer with lyrics by Mac Gordon and John Whitney in 1944, the best-known version was actually recorded by Johnny Mercer, of all people, who you wouldn't think needed to look elsewhere for his material, but he did on this case. This, however, is Candy, sung for us this time by Dakota Staton.
Sugar candy, 'cause I'm sweet on candy. Candy's sweet on me. He understands me, my understanding candy. And candy's always handy when I need sympathy. I wish that there were four of him, so I could love much more of him. He has taken my complete heart. I got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart. Candy, 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 it's gonna be just dandy. The day I take my candy, make him mine, all mine. Yes, the day I take my candy, make him mine, all mine.
On Swing Time now, Big Band Time, and the third brand new album of the week. This is an album called Oracles by the Helen Sung Big Band, and was recorded at Sear Sounds in New York on February the 12th and 13th, 2024. Helen, then born in Houston and an undergraduate and master's graduate in classical piano performance, she then went to the University of Texas in Austin, and after a considerable academic life, she has worked with a raft of familiar names. All of the arrangements and most of the compositions on the album are Helen's own work, most of which pay tribute to leading figures from the history of jazz. Soloist coming up now then, Helen Sung herself, on piano, as she is on nearly every track as a soloist, Sarah Giacovino on trombone, James Burton also on trombone, John Ellis on tenor, and Nathaniel Williford on trumpet. The artist being paid a tribute to here is fairly self-explanatory by the title of the track. It's imaginatively called Herbie Hancock.
Thank you.
I must confess to some reservations about this album. The arrangements and compositions are somewhat fragmented to my ears. The playing of the band is excellent, and I'd have liked to have heard rather more from them, actually. I find Helen's own playing a little or other overdominant at times. On this next offering, solos come up from Helen's Song again on piano, Vincent Archer on bass, Nicole Glover on tenor. The conductor on the album, by the way, was Alan Faber. Written as a tribute to Jimmy Heath, then, this is A Little Bird Watching. Oracles is the name of this new album from the Helen Song Big Band, and the label it's on is the Sunnyside Communications label. One of the best albums from former Kenton singer June Christie on the CD player now for us. This is an album called Fair and Warmer, recorded in January 1957. The arrangements are by Pete Rugolo. And the track we're going to hear is The Best Thing For You, which Irving Berlin wrote for Call Me Madam in 1950, where Ethel Merman sang it at Paul Lucas, and in 1953 in the film version, where Ethel Merman sang it at George Sanders. Here, June Christie sings it for us.
What's the best thing for you? And the best thing for you would be me. I've been convinced after thinking it through that the best thing for you would be me. Every day to myself I say, point the way, what will ask myself, what's the best thing for you? And myself and I seem to agree that the best thing for you would be me. Every day to myself I say, what will it be? I ask myself, what's the best thing for you? And myself and I seem to agree that the best thing for you,
and June Christie just about finishes off this first hour of Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, John Yule. Thank you for joining me. I hope you like the music, and I hope you like the music coming up from Michael Coates, who's going to take over from me on Swing Time at the top of the hour. Meanwhile, we're going to finish off, as we started the second half of this first hour of the programme, with the sax player Azair Lawrence. This is his own composition, Brazilian Girls. We'll be right back.